Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 20. And this is the kids' message. In verse 16, it says, "The last will be first, and the first last." Which is kind of a strange thing, don't you think? If you're first, you're going to be last. If you're last, you're going to be first. So when I was a kid, if I heard that, I would think, okay, stand in the back of the line. Because you want to get out first. But it's not exactly what it means. That word first is going to be the one who is foremost. The one who is premier. Now, I know you guys have seen this in your schools. You know those kids who are always the center of attention? You know the ones, they want to be the center of attention. They want to be the kid who's running the show. Like you have a game of some, you're playing something in gym, and that one kid is telling everybody what to do. You guys know the kid? I know I used to deal with them all the time when I was in school. I couldn't stand those kids. Those kids, the Bible says, if they never learn to change that, they're going to be last. The way that God sees importance is very different than the way we see importance. We see importance as being the big guy, being the main guy. But that's not at all what God sees. He said that person is actually the least of the people there. That one's going to be last. Why? Because they seek to be first. Being first is not how we go about it. The Word of God says in 1 Peter 5:6, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you." Exalt you means to lift you up in due time. The way you end up first is to be humble. Do you guys know what it means to be humble? Can anybody define humility for me? What does it mean to be humble? There is a thought, don't think too highly of yourself. By the way, don't think too lowly of yourself either. Really, just don't think about yourself all that much. Right? And that is a sign of humility. But humility really is when I agree with God. Okay? When I agree with God. When I agree with God about absolutely everything, I say God's right. He's the one who defines it. He's the one who tells me how it is. And I'm going with what God said. God calls that humility. And the reason is because He defines everything, including us. If you are humble, then God can put you in that first position. It's not you that puts yourself in that first position. It's God who puts you in that first position. We may want to do it ourselves, but that's what the Bible calls our old sin nature. In other words, it's not a good idea. But if I'm humble, then God can trust me in that first position. And so that's how you succeed with God. You stay humble. A person who's proud, they may look good. They may act like they're all that. But really, they're nothing. Why? Because they don't know reality. Pride makes bad mistakes. There's something that's very interesting about pride. Pride toward people is called arrogance. It is the source of stupidity. Which is really interesting because arrogant people usually think they're smarter than everybody else. But in fact, they're not. It's the opposite. Arrogance is a source of stupidity. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. This is my favorite example of arrogance. This is long before your time, but I remember this and probably some of the adults here remember this. How many of you guys like Coca-Cola? Oh, yeah, a lot of people like Coca-Cola, right? A whole lot of people drink Coca-Cola. That's the world's biggest soft drink, I think, Coca-Cola. Maybe Pepsi, I don't know, but it's definitely one or two. So a lot of people like this. They had a new boss, the company that makes Coca-Cola. They got a new boss, a new chairman. And he decided he's going to change the recipe for Coca-Cola. And all the people that were working for him said, don't change the recipe. People like this. The reason why it is so popular is the recipe. And he said, no, we're going to do something new with it. We're going to change the recipe. And he made something called New Coke. Despite the fact that everybody who was working for him said, don't do it. He decided to do it because he could. And he did. It was a disaster. Nobody liked New Coke. It was awful. It was the worst tasting stuff in the world. It was worse than tasting medicine. It was awful. And nobody bought it. Coca-Cola started losing incredible amounts of money because of this New Coke. So they got rid of the guy. Why? Because he was stupid. And they brought back old Coke, and they called it Coke Classic for about a year or two, and then they dropped the Classic and then just call it Coke again and try to forget all about New Coke. Okay, what happened to that man? He thought he was smarter than everybody else, but in truth, he was dumber than everybody else. Gracie agrees, yeah, why mess with Coke, right? Coca-Cola is good, just leave it alone. Well, here's the thing about that. When a person is humble, God can give them things like wisdom. He can teach them things. He can show them things they didn't know. And it's not just things from the Bible. It's practical, everyday things. One of the greatest doctors that has ever lived, actually still alive today, was a brain surgeon. His name is Ben Carson. He was probably the best brain surgeon in the world. And people from all over the world who had serious problems came to get help from him. And some of the things he did were absolutely remarkable. Well, Ben Carson had a habit. He was a Christian, and every time he went into surgery, he would pray with his patients. Now, I'm sure some of them didn't much like that. But he would do it anyway. Why? Because he was humble. He knew that if he was going to be successful, because he could find things during the operation that he didn't expect, he needed God's help. And because God helped him, since he was humble, he became the best brain surgeon in the world. Why? Humility. He came to God and said, I may have studied medicine, but I don't know how to handle this person. You do the same thing in your life. You may encounter a situation, but you've never encountered that situation before. You didn't encounter that situation before today. Every situation is always new. Even if you've experienced similar things, every situation is always new. So you go to God with it. Why? Because he has the answers. When you have that kind of thinking, God calls that humility. And then he promotes you. He lifts you up. He gives you the answers. He gives you the know-how. He shows you what to do. He shows you how to do it. And he gives you wisdom. In Mark 9:35, Jesus said, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last and the servant of all. Now, here's one of the things that we have a problem with. Sometimes we don't like to be servants. Now, by being servant, I don't mean like being a waiter. What I'm talking about is being someone who is kind to people. Being somebody, if you see that somebody needs help, you go out and give it to them. I remember one time when I was teaching, I had a girl in my homeroom, and It was the end of the day, and I had a window in my classroom, and I saw all the school buses line up. And I was just looking out the window at the end of the day as the kids were going to their school buses, and I saw this girl that was in my classroom. And there was a handicapped kid. And the kid was struggling to get on the bus, and nobody was helping this kid. And she was walking by the bus and just happened to glance up and saw this kid struggling. So she put down her book bag, and she went over and helped the kid up the bus. Now, she didn't think anything of it, and the kid got on the bus, and she came back off the bus, and then she just picked up her bag and went to her own bus. Well, the next day I asked her, "Did you know that kid?" And she said, "No." She said, "But he needed help." You see, that's an example of being the servant of all. She was very kind to someone she didn't know. Now, she could have missed her bus by doing that. But that wasn't that important to her. It was more important to her that she helps this other kid. You see, that's a servant. You have all the opportunities in the world to be servants. And it doesn't mean that you're necessarily doing something for somebody, but that is sometimes what it means. It could also mean that you're just kind to people, that you're friendly. Have you ever met students at school? They're just not all that friendly. I'm sure you have. And if you haven't, probably you will. Well, you're just a little bit friendly. You're just kind. Well, that's being the servant of all. If somebody says something stupid and the whole class is laughing at them and they're all embarrassed, then maybe you comfort them a little bit. And yeah, it was stupid, but who cares if it was stupid? It doesn't make any difference. And so maybe you comfort them a little bit. And you're simply kind to people. Well, that's being the servant of all. One of my favorite things is when somebody else sticks up for a kid. Now, you see some kid who's being picked on, and then a bigger kid, stronger kid, sticks up for the kid who's being picked on. That's a sweet thing to do. Why? He's being the servant of all. But you can do it in your attitude, too. Sometimes you can't do anything about some situation, but you can pray. And you see something going on and you say, "God, help that person." That's being the servant of all. That's the thing that makes you great. That's what makes you first. Why does that make you first? I'll tell you why. Because God sees it. Your life is not going to end when you leave the earth. You may be 99 years old when you die, but you're not going to die. You're just going to put your coat down, the body. You're going to leave your body and you're going to go to heaven. And that's where things really begin. And those times where you were the servant of all of those times come back to you. And God says, "You loved this person here. You were kind here. You helped somebody who had a need right there." And you get reward for those things because you showed the kindness of God. You were the servant of all. That's how you're first. In heaven, you're going to be the top dog that way. And heaven lasts forever. You may be here for 100 years, but that's nothing near forever. Heaven lasts forever. So those moments you take here for humility and to be kind, love people, be the servant of all, that lasts forever. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.